A ministry sounds the alarm on religious cleansing in Iraq. Relief operations are stepping up for flood victims in South Asia, and an eye-opening trip to Iran produces concern as well as hope. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Coordinated bomb attacks on a non-Christian religious sect in Iraq this week, along with the continued persecution of Christians, point to a religious cleansing by Islamic militants. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says,
they have been targeted with death threats and told that they have three options: convert, leave, or be killed. And they are leaving in significant numbers. Every day, an estimated 3,000 refugees flee up to northern Iraq into Kurdistan.
Esterbrook says the future of the church in Iraq is uncertain. However,
we started a relief project for these kind of people, realizing that this has become a need, especially for our brothers and sisters that have run. We are establishing different safe houses and other places for them to stay and attempting to help them if they indeed decide that they want to immigrate.
Esterbrook urges prayer for the believers carrying on.
Evangelism is basically being done on a one-on-one basis, but it's extremely difficult under those circumstances.
Next, an estimated 45 million people across Asia have been affected by flooding, many of them now homeless. SIM supports several ministries of the Emmanuel Hospital Association, including Duncan Hospital in Bihar, one of the worst affected districts in the state. SIM Steve Strauss.
Entire areas are completely underwater and there's no access to anything that's not underwater. Buildings are flooded, and this is the case at the Duncan Hospital. We are trying to partner with them, and we've set up a project to try to alleviate some of the immediate conditions and also help for some of the rebuilding and some of the rehabilitation that will be needed.
Strauss urges prayer for Duncan Hospital staff and volunteers as they struggle to cope with reaching out to many people impacted by the floods.
Whether it's expatriate missionaries or Indian and Bangladeshi believers, we can make a tremendous impact when we reach out and minister to people's human needs, especially when there's a catastrophe like a flood like this. And it gives us a great opportunity to just reflect the love of Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Norm Nelson of Compassion Radio recently returned from an eye-opening trip to Iran. Believers in one city told Nelson that the Christian population there had dropped by 1,000 people due to immigration out of Iran. Though many are fleeing, Nelson sees hope in the radical conversions that are taking place through visions and dreams. Nelson also met with journalists, Muslim clerics, and Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard. Nelson urges believers to pray for the work God is doing. Meanwhile, Indonesia is in desperate need of quality education. Speaking from Papua, Mission Aviation Fellowship's Wally Wiley tells us Indonesian children rank 42nd out of 42 countries in problem-solving skills. He says it's affecting their desire to train nationals to do the work.
We've tried over the years to train a Papuan as a pilot mechanic and not been successful. It's not because they're not bright, but it's because the educational system that's faulty, and especially in the area of problem-solving abilities.
MAF wants to open a boarding school to address these needs. Plans are moving forward to begin the process. Wiley believes this school will make an incredible impact in the country.
It's not just pilot mechanics that we're trying to train. It's grown into much more than that, of enabling them to take their place in many leadership positions. Leaders of government, leaders of the church, and in other areas too.
Pray for the team as they begin surveying the land for the proposed school next week. And new research from Lifeway Christian Resources proves that teens want more than just pizza parties at their youth groups. 1,000 young adults were surveyed this spring. The research indicates that when a church helps its youth face the hard everyday issues, they're more likely to stay involved. This means if churches and parents can team up to keep teenagers active at church now, they're likely to stick with it later. Pray that more young adults will seek the godly counsel they desire. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also receive MNN Daily at your personal email address, and it's absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.